very first day of November. The purpose of the day is to prepare for winter. Do what you need to do. It's going to be different things for different people, obviously. With Patient Wayne in the Green Room, my friend Jeff Nyquist. Jeff began a quest about 37 years ago to understand, comprehend, eventually become quite expert in anything and everything to do with the International Communist Conspiracy. Jeff is the author of 6 books available for sale at Amazon.com. His website is jrnyquist.blog. I say again, jrnyquist.blog, where he writes 1, sometimes 2 excellent articles a week. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning.
Well, sir, I was reading a headline here. I think it's related to communist conspiracy. Bolivia breaks diplomatic relations with Israel, Colombia and Chile recall their Israeli ambassadors. In Spain, the Minister of Social Rights, Mr. Bolera, has called for the International Criminal Court to prosecute Israel Prime Minister Netanyahu, labeling him a war criminal. The communist influence in Central and South America has been pervasive for decades, hasn't it, sir?
Well, it's been relatively lately that some of those countries have presidents that have, shall we say, a communist past or present. Colombia and Chile. Bolivia, of course, is the party of the far left, the Marxists,
is
ruling there. So that's but you see, Spain has got a conservative leadership. So, but you see, the thing is that you can't. The Israelis were put in this position. It's called a provocation. You do something to the Israelis, you hide using human shields, using a civilian population as human shields. And the Israelis dropped leaflets to tell the people to go. Well, you think Hamas is going to let the people go away? Those people are the human shields. The whole idea is to attack Israel, and when Israel counterattacks, Israel has to kill civilians. And then to enrage the Muslim world and the left that supports the Palestinians. And people on the right, too, don't like to see innocent people killed. Nobody likes to see that. So it makes Israel goes from being the side that people sympathize with to the bad guys.
Absolutely. Well, these communist presidents being elected in these various countries, it took years of preparation to get to the point where they had enough support to get that done, didn't it, sir?
Well, like in America, they took over a lot of these countries. It depends on where you are in the country and when it comes to Bolivia, but they basically to take over the schools, they take over the media, they pump people's heads with different ideas. They don't advertise those ideas as Marxist, by the way.
Right.
They hide the outright Marxism of it. I mean, if Lula da Silva can deny that he's a communist when he founded the Sao Paulo Forum with Fidel Castro back at the end of the Cold War, then, you know, Lenin can claim that he's just a social democrat, you know, because that's what they essentially did. They, Sao Paulo Forum was to use elections and to coordinate and to teach all the leftist parties in South America how to take power. And they receive help from China and from Russia, by the way, too. And, of course, Venezuela and Cuba are helping. They have their shoulder to the wheel, the communist leaders in those countries. Because Venezuela, that's been digested by the communists. There's Russian and Chinese troops in Venezuela. And, of course, in Panama now, the unrest, the Chinese want to get control of Panama because of the canal.
Well, my impression was the Chinese pretty much have control of Panama. Is that what's the status of that?
Well, you know, there's having people there who you have influence over, and there's being able to set up a situation where you actually control it, where you have so much control. You could even introduce troops like they did in Colombia. That's, you see, the thing is, just because people, let's say you have communists in your government, but they're not telling you they're communists, unless it's Hugo Chavez even didn't say outright, although he was pretty clear he was, and his people around him knew he was. But the real problem is, how do you cross the line from saying, oh, I'm just a left populist, you know, I'm just a Democrat, I'm just a social Democrat. How do you cross the line from that to then introducing Chinese or Russian troops or Cuban troops? How do you do that? How do you finally carry the country into a dictatorship where there's no civil rights, right? There's no civil society. How do you do that? And you know, Venezuela went through quite a few convulsions, and you know, you had a civil war in Colombia. You know, you had remember in Chile back 50 years ago, you had Salvador Allende, a communist, get elected in Chile, not with a majority but a plurality. He tried to kind of take over the country by creating his own army. And that's when the generals, you know, led by Augusto Pinochet, overthrew the president of Chile, because he was a communist, but he wasn't taking any steps to overthrow the constitution. But the minute he broke the constitution, they overthrew him. But a lot of these, what they've learned is they've got to change out the generals before they try anything. They've got to make sure that people are asleep, that, you know, they can get enough popular support. You know, there's kind of a rule. You need a third of a country popularly behind you to hold it down. You know, you don't need a majority, but you need an active minority to help you control a country.
So Allende was attempting to create his own military separate from the traditional military.
He was trying to create a kind of, as I recall, it was sort of like a militia. Right. And it was not permitted. You know, the Army of Chile was the armed forces in the Constitution for defending the country. So to create an army side by side with the Chilean army was an obvious attempt to try to take over the country. You know, he's trying to create an army for the Communist Party of Chile to defend himself.
Amazing. You know? I wasn't aware of that little nuance there. It's an important.
Well, you know, the United States wanted Chile to, you know, people don't know the story. They all believe this, that the CIA got the generals to overthrow Salvador Allende. But that's not exactly true. The CIA went to the generals and said, we want you to, you know, overthrow him. And they said, no, he hasn't broken the Constitution. He's a legally elected president. There was even a kidnapping of a Chilean, I think it was a general, it might have been a colonel, but he was kidnapped in to Argentina by the CIA, and they chloroformed him, but he suffocated to death in the trunk of a car or something. I forget the details, but it was a horrible scandal. The Chilean generals were angry with the CIA.
I bet. They should have been.
But these kind of scandals, you know, the idea that you know, I mean, Kissinger was against, he mocked doing anything against Salvador Allende. He said Chile's not a strategic country. He mocked it as a dagger aiming at the heart of Antarctica, you know, at the time.
Really?
Yeah. So the idea that Kissinger and the CIA overthrew Allende, that's just a myth.
Amazing. Well, the majority of Jewish people in the United States have voted Democratic for decades. And now many large portions of the Democratic Party are anti-Israel and pro-Hamas. That must be causing great consternation among the Jewish Democratic people, don't you think?
Could be. I mean, you know, people, I've heard people speculate about this divide in the Democratic Party. Look, the radical left within the Democratic Party, which really took over its leadership because they use these techniques that Bella Dodd talked about when she testified before the U.S. Senate as a former communist who, you know, I can take over a school district with two people. They basically, you know, they're in the White House, they're in the CIA, they're in the Justice Department. You know, we got Marxists in positions, scary positions in this country. And, of course, it's Marxists that support the Palestinians. And, right. You know, there's people who aren't who support them, too, because there's people that think that the Palestinians have gotten a raw deal. But it's a, you know, the Hamas and the PLO, you know, Fatah, which is its political arm, they're basically aligned with China and Russia, Iran, all the enemies of the United States. And this is a kind of a weapon because now, now that you create a tension between Muslims and the West, this is really helpful to Putin in his war against Ukraine, because it's now it's created another front. It's created a huge number of problems for the West. There's a threat of Islamic terrorism being aimed at the West again, because you're stirring up all these people. And of course, they've diverted weapons and munitions from Ukraine to Israel. You got Laura Ingraham on Fox News, you know, saying, you know, Israel is a country that deserves our support, not Ukraine. And when Zelensky came to this country just before the attack, by the way, the attack on Israel happened on Putin's birthday, as if it was a birthday present. You know, Zelensky went and saw Biden, and he came back, and this Times journalist, this Times piece that Laura Ingraham mentioned last night, it basically says, says that this journalist followed Zelensky back to Kiev. You know, how was your visit with Biden? And Zelensky's staff said the president's angry. I mean, Biden, basically, they know they're being cut off by us. And Zelensky's saying, you know, if you cut us off and we collapse, you're going to be at war with the Russians and the Chinese. You're going to be in a world war. And this has been Zelensky's message that you got to understand. And all this talk that, you know, when people say, you know, you look at corruption, you read stories about World War II. Are you telling me that the people in the supply system in World War II and the U.S. Army weren't stealing? You're saying any big, it's government property, take it. You'd say, are you saying in the Vietnam War, people didn't steal government property? Look in the Soviet Union, it's all government property. There's lots of stealing. There's corruption wherever you have the state owns everything. Who's the state? Well, I guess we're the state. You know, people, this kind of stealing happens. This kind of corruption happens. So, yeah, there's corruption in Ukraine, just like there's corruption in the U.S., in the Pentagon right now. Just like there's corruption in every government and every, you know, government-controlled thing, every army, every military, there's people who steal. And they're using that as the excuse, like they did in Vietnam, to say we shouldn't support these people. They're corrupt. Well, then you should never support anybody. Don't defend your country. Be defenseless because your country is corrupt. Because all human organizations have corruption in them. So Ukraine is going to be cut off. I mean, you can see the writing on the wall. And if that Russian army gets through Ukraine because of it, like the Vietnamese army that could never defeat the Army of the Republic of Vietnam in a battle, they could win because U.S. Congress in January 1975 cut off the Army of the Republic of Vietnam from its fuel, from its ammunition. And so in April of 1975, they collapsed. Well, you know, Putin has bragged that if the West cuts off Ukraine, they'll fall within a week. Well, that's one of Putin's exaggerations. But Ukraine has been bombed. Its economy's been wrecked. 20% of its territory is occupied by the Russians. They're willing to fight. They have fought an amazing battle. They've been beating the Russians again and again. But if you cut them off of their supplies, just like the Army of the Republic of Vietnam, they will collapse because no army can exist without the fuel and the ammunition. And a country that can't afford that, like Vietnam, it couldn't afford those things itself. It wasn't wealthy enough to support the third largest army in the world at the time. And Ukraine isn't wealthy enough with the battering it's taken to do this. And we never gave them the weapons they needed to actually win the war. And, you know, the Russians, when they get to the border of NATO, you know, China wants to attack the United States, wants to have a war in the Pacific, wants to envelop Japan and South Korea. China wants to become a dominant power, and they need to do it now because their economy is in trouble. And they figure this is the right moment to do it. And this is why they had the mobilization order last year that they rescinded, because Russia didn't win in Ukraine. But they see Russia winning in Ukraine, and that mobilization is going to be back on the table. And you watch what happens in the Panama Canal. You watch what happens in terms of terrorism in this country or whatever kind of an attack they do on us, whether it's another virus, you know, outbreak, whether it's unrest in the streets in the United States. The communists, they have these other weapons, these options. And we are the target number one.
Jeff, I understand the Chinese are building a new Panama Canal. What do you know about that, if anything, sir?
Oh, I think there's an idea of a canal in Nicaragua. There's been plans for that.
Okay.
But I don't know that anything has been done.
Okay.
I mean, that's a huge project. I don't think there's anything been done.
China's also planning on building a causeway across the Red Sea to join the Horn of Africa with the Saudi Arabian Peninsula, cutting off about a week's travel time on that highway.
From the Saudi Peninsula to Sudan?
Right, right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, they got the money, they got the, at least they got the
engineering. I wouldn't want to get on that bridge if it was made by China.
In Vietnam, they were going to build a bridge right where I was stationed at Can Tho across the Ba Sac River. And the thieves, the contractors, didn't put what they were supposed to put in a bridge. The whole thing collapsed into the river before it was even finished. Would have been a great help for the Vietnamese people, but oh well. Unpleasantness in Israel right now. It looks like it will become a two-front war for Israel, north and south. What do you think, sir?
No, it's not really a war in the sense that these, you know, Hamas and Hezbollah aren't armies like the Egyptian army or the Russian army or the Iranian army. They're armed gangs. They're like, you know, irregular forces, and they can't stand up to a regular army. It's guerrilla warfare. You know, Hamas is hiding in tunnels under Gaza using human beings as shields. You know, they fired this rocket attack that they hoped would be, you know, several orders of more devastating than it was. And these organizations do not threaten the existence of Israel. They can hurt Israel, they can kill innocent people, but they're not threatening the existence of Israel. What would threaten the existence of Israel is if the Muslim world became so angry that Egypt and Jordan and Saudi Arabia and, you know, Syria would all join together with under Iranian leadership to destroy Israel. That would be a threat. So no. Israel has to make the right choices here.
Egypt is not allowing.
It's not easy. What's that?
Egypt is not allowing any Palestinian refugees to escape into Egypt. Do you have any idea why they take that stance?
They are afraid of being infiltrated by Hamas terrorists, who might then join with the leftists or the far extreme Islamists to overthrow the Egyptian government.
Absolutely. Here's our break. We'll be right back.
Are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Easeoff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Ease-Off, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org, smash that donate button like Russian peacekeepers smashing through the Azov neo-Nazi terrorists in the Donbass.
I don't think you can explain politics without looking at Jewish power any more than you can explain physics without dealing with gravity.
9/11 was a jointly conducted covert operation that involved multiple states, the Saudis, the Israelis, and what you could call the deep state in the United States.
With anti-Semitic remarks.
yeah, you're jiggling juice, we used to say, the dancing Israelis.
So even the Republicans now are compromising, and they're pushing issues that are destructive to the white race.
They would always say, like, are we just going to talk about this stuff on the radio? Like, what are we going to do about it?
Either we force the democracy to work by actually getting the ballot access, getting the candidates, getting in office, getting our message out there to the people, or we expose just how undemocratic it is.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Einstein once said, future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies. What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To learn more about this amazing breakthrough, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
So let's fix bayonets. We'll have the advantage of moving down the hill. They gotta be tired, the Revs. They gotta be close to the end if we are. So fix bayonets. Ellis, you take the left wing, I'll take the right. I want a right wheel forward of the whole regiment.
What, you mean charge?
Yes, but here's what we do. We're going to charge swinging down the hill. Just like we pulled back to this left side of the regiment, now we're going to swing it down. We swing like a door. We're gonna sweep them down the hill just as they come up. Understand? Does everybody understand?
Yes, sir!
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This hour is sponsored by Liberated Rocketeers. I'm the executive vice president of the company. We have these beautiful stoves in stock, ready for immediate shipment. They burn normal firewood as well as conifers, pine, cedar, and so forth, and so efficient that they have no smoke. We have with us Jeff Nyquist. His website's jrnyquist.blog, books for sale at Amazon. Jeff, tell people how they can subscribe to your website, please.
Well, there's a PayPal button below every article or video.
Outstanding. Our first caller is John in Texas. Good morning, John.
Hello. I have a question concerning the true capabilities and state of the Southern Army in Vietnam, since they have been much denigrated and derided. Also, and that's all right now. What exactly was the true state of the army and of Southern Vietnam? Is that were they truly motivated well enough? Did they not have enough leadership, or what was wrong? Or that was at the end, but what about throughout their existence?
They performed pretty well. They they were, most of the forces that fought in the Tet Offensive were Army of the Republic of Vietnam forces. They completely stopped the Easter Offensive in 1972. There were no U.S. ground units, you know, of any size fighting in that battle, and they stopped that offensive. They destroyed a lot of North Vietnamese units. The Viet Cong in 68 were just annihilated, and of course that was the Army of the Republic of Vietnam working side by side with U.S. Army and the Marine Corps. And with U.S. air support. So, you know, in 72, they just had air support. And they were a very large, effective army in 1975. And if, you know, I think the figure was that the average South Vietnamese soldier had about 4 bullets left. They had no fuel to run their tanks or their aircraft or their helicopters. They basically, their logistical system, their supply chain fell apart. because that's a country where they grow rice. They don't make fuel. They don't make ammunition there. They had to import everything, and they needed money for that. And U.S. Congress cut them off of the supplies.
What role did Joe Biden...
The financial support. I mean, they weren't receiving what they needed to keep their army going. You have a big army. A big army is a machine. It has to be fed. Logistics are huge. You know, a division in World War II would consume 1,600 tons of supplies a day. Modern fighting formations consume much more.
Right. And what role did Joe Biden as a congressman, and I understand he played some role in cutting them off back in 1975. Is this correct?
What role did Biden play in that?
Yes.
I don't remember which way Biden voted. The bill for, in order to give Vietnam support, the finance bill would have originated in the House. If the House killed the funding of Vietnam, there wouldn't have been anything to go to the Senate. Biden was a senator. If the Ford administration, which that was the president then, who took over after Nixon resigned, President Ford had could not get a bill through Congress to supply the Army of the Republic of Vietnam, there was going to be no support for them. It's just like right now. Congress doesn't want to pass a bill that is going to supply Ukraine. And I think that if you look at the machinations in Congress, you'll see there's Democratic connivance in them in this. You think if the Democrats and a certain number of Republicans wanted to supply Ukraine, it wouldn't be supplied? I mean, the Republican majority is so slight that if the Democrats really wanted to support Ukraine and send supplies there, it would be a done deal. So that's kind of a funny thing, isn't it? And this attack on Israel is very interesting because it's diverted the attention away from Ukraine. And it's not a real war in the sense that there's no armies fighting. Hamas isn't an army. Hezbollah isn't an army. They're armed gangs. They're criminal gangs. They're terrorists. But they're not regular armies. See, regular armies are extremely expensive, you know. And they consume huge amounts of supplies in a war. And this is where countries really that are at war. In the Yom Kippur War, Israel basically ran out of military supplies. We started to supply them. That was the first time the U.S. really actually helped Israel in a war. It was in the Yom Kippur War. That was 50 years ago. And if we hadn't stepped in and supplied Israel, with the Egyptian army and the Syrian army attacking them, they would have collapsed.
We have a break. Yes. John, thank you for your call. We have a break. We'll be right back.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Dear Sleepless, I recommend Energy Cleaner. Energy Cleaner transmits a healing electrostatic signal to every cell in your body, flushing out toxins, relieving pain, aiding with sleep. Energy Cleaner is sold exclusively at my website, thelibertyman.com, and Sleepless, there's a bonus. Signed, The Liberty Man.
Thanks to the Energy Cleaner, I'm sleepless no more. And let's just say, there's plenty more going on in my bedroom than dreams and snoring. I've got to go. He's at the door.
But I'd like to ask each of you what it is you value so highly that you are willing to fight and possibly die for. We will call that Texas.
The Mexican army hopes to lure us into attempting escape.
Almost anything seems better than remaining in this place, penned up. If, however, we force the enemy to attack, I believe every one of you will prove himself worth 10 in return. We will not only show the world what patriots are made of, but we will also deal a crippling blow to the Army of Santa Ana.
If anyone wishes to depart under the white flag of surrender, you may do so now. You have that right.
But if you wish to stay here with me, in the Alamo, we will sell our lives dearly.
Ladies and gentlemen, my website is thelibertyman.com. A lot there that will educate you and inform you. Over 9 gigabytes of information. I talk a lot about the COVID panel because, quite frankly, it's the worst crime in human history, which not only am I saying it, it's also being said by Dr. Michael Yaden, former vice president at Pfizer, former director of medical research at Pfizer. That's what he says, and I agree with him, that the COVID clot shot is the worst crime in human history. Over 200 articles and videos by world-class scientists and doctors like Dr. Yaden at thelibertyman.com. Also on my website, if you're tired of being tired, the Energy Cleaner will help. The arthritis pain is slowing you down. Well, one more time, the Energy Cleaner will help. Details at thelibertyman.com. You can place your order right there using PayPal, MasterCard, Visa. You can call my toll-free order line 24 hours a day. That's 800-592-9543. Visiting with Jeff Nyquist. His website's jrnyquist.blog. It's linked to my links page at thelibertyman.com. His book's for sale at Amazon. And, Jeff, what update, if any, do you have on Ukraine for us, sir?
Well, the Ukrainians did receive the longer-range HIMAR missiles from the U.S. They have hit attack helicopter base. One of the tactics the Russians were using to hold up the Ukrainian attack was they have helicopter gunships that are firing anti-tank missiles. And those missiles were being used to pick off vehicles that were trying to clear the minefields. So they destroyed one of these bases with these helicopters on them. So they've been able to further encumber the Russian logistical net and support for the defense of their line. So the Russians are, and the Russians, of course, the Avdiivka attack, the Russians suffered heavy casualties attacking there. The Russians have suffered, you know, pretty heavy losses recently. Again, it seems like they're not really able to attack effectively, which is interesting. So Russia can't win this war on its own without Ukraine being basically cut off from military supplies. Ukraine is about to reach the level of producing 10,000 drones a month. The Ukrainians are busy doing, they do have war production, and I guess their drone production is really, you know, taking off. So, you know, I don't know. There's one expert thinks that they can hold the line on their own because they do have their own arms industries. They have been motivated to, because the Russians, you know, the question is how really incompetent is the Russian army? What happens if Ukraine is not given adequate supplies? Of course, there's in the supply chain is enough to keep them going into next year. So we'll have to see. I mean, obviously, there are countries that are still going to support Ukraine, smaller countries, you know, but we'll see. There's a change of government in Poland. I would not trust that government to honestly support Ukraine. So there's a change in Slovakia as well. I think they're really for Moscow. Same thing with Hungary and Orban. I don't think Macron has been too particularly sincere about his support for Ukraine either. And of course, Schroeder and the Green Party in Germany, they've done some things for Ukraine, but they will follow the United States in cutting it off, I think, is my guess, because, you know, not Schroeder, the Prime Minister or the Chancellor of Germany has a lot of communist left Moscow connections. Scholz, Chancellor Scholz. So it's, you know, I'm not sure how that's, what kind of support Ukraine is going to get at the end of the day. So we're going to see. We'll see if Congress actually comes up with a bill.
Yes, it will be interesting, won't it?
Yeah, it's ingenious for Biden, who has really been beholden to Moscow throughout his political career for the last 50 years, for him to get cover from the Republicans to do what he really wants to do for his ultimate sponsors who are in Moscow and Beijing. So he doesn't get blamed. So when Ukraine falls, guess who gets blamed? When Ukraine falls and NATO is at war with Russia and we're at war with China, what chance does Trump have to win the election then when the party in power can blame them for the war that then follows?
Well, these things are very complex and convoluted, aren't they, sir?
Well, this is intentionally so. The communist strategy is to confuse everybody, turn everything around, make it upside down and backwards, and make sure that you make the wrong decision. You know, it's perceptions management. You can't manage a perception of someone who has clarity. You have to make it all very opaque for people where they can't figure it out. Then you feed them false narratives. You get them all hysterical. You get them pointed in the wrong direction, and bam. And you can manipulate them. You can't manipulate people who actually know what's going on.
Absolutely. All right, right. Well, that's why control of the media is so important, isn't it?
Yeah, and of course, It's basically influence and influence operation. I wouldn't, you know, the word control, we sometimes will use that word because it seems like it, but they don't have absolute control, but they have influence, strong influence, and they have a lot of the inputs are there. And what I see is the inputs they're giving are to the left and the right now. They're feeding both ends of our political spectrum with narratives that are basically setting up the right and our conservatives to fail. You know, time and time again, we we on the right end up following narratives that undo us. Why is that? How does that happen? You know, you think that they don't they only infiltrate the left? You think that they're not infiltrating the right? Of course they are. You know, the right is more important to infiltrate for Russian and Chinese agents than the left is. The left is stupid enough to do what they want without too much prodding, because they've bought their narratives for, you know, the last 100 years. But the getting the right to do it, that's been a neat trick to watch.
It is a trick, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. It is. You know, and you don't feed both sides the same narrative. You feed them different narratives. You tailor make it to each side. But that's how you craft the dialectic of what happens. The interplay of the two sides. You make that work out for you when you feed those false narratives. You get Americans at each other's throats. You get the right and left at each other's throats. You get the Islamic world at the throat of the Western world. Israel against Hamas. You get the right against the left. You get Black Lives Matter out in the street. You know, no justice, no peace. Right? Let's get rid of the police. Right?
Yeah, that's a... Black Lives Matter is still in existence, aren't they?
Oh, yeah, of course they are. And they're led by Marxists.
That's right.
And who is supporting Hamas? Marxists. You know, who, in the end, what are the people that really rule Russia? They're Marxist-Leninists, aligned with China, giving 25... million tons of wheat to Cuba, communist Cuba, having troops in communist Venezuela, or they would say socialist Venezuela. You know, in during the Cold War, you know, they described their alliance, the Soviet Union described their alliance as the socialist bloc, BLOC bloc. And they had, they had the Sino-Soviet split, but defector Anatoly Galitsyn said, look, that was fake. That was to get you to build up China, you dummies. Nixon, you dummy. You built up China. Nixon introduced China into our active diplomacy, and Carter recognized China, I think it was. And then we started trading with China, and then we built up China, invested in China, and now what is China? You know, the biggest military in the world, making nuclear weapons like sausages. We have yet to make a nuclear weapon still. We haven't made a new nuclear weapon since 1992, right? All of our nuclear weapons are way past their shelf lives. According to top U.S. defense officials we've been warned over the last 14 years, 15 years actually, this month, 15 years ago, Defense Secretary Robert Gates said, you know, if we don't get new nuclear weapons, our arsenal is going to be obsolete pretty soon. And the head of the Strategic Command 3 years ago, 3.5 years ago, more than that, said if we don't get it in 3 years, if we don't get new nuclear weapons in 3 years, our nuclear arsenal is going to be past its shelf life, because we're not going to be able to produce a nuclear weapon until the end of the decade, 2029. So I'm hoping we can come out with one soon, because I'm not sure. We haven't had a nuclear test, not a real one, just these virtual ones. We haven't had a nuclear test since September 1992. The French haven't had a nuclear test, I think, since 95 or 96. The British haven't had a nuclear test since, I think, 92. Or maybe it was 91 for them. So, you know, none of the Western countries have nuclear arsenals that have actually been, you know, properly tested. So what is the nuclear balance of, you know, as of today? We don't know. We don't know.
That's scary. Well, I'm reading a headline that Pentagon is developing a new nuclear bomb that's 24 times more powerful than the one used in Japan in 1945.
And when is that supposed to come out?
I don't know. I didn't read the whole story.
I read an article... a few months ago saying that they were hoping to have a new nuclear weapon out before the end of the year here. But I'm not sure. You know, the Biden administration cut a year ago, April, cut two nuclear weapons. You know, so if, you know, you have all these people saying, oh, America wants to, you know, destroy Russia. America's, you know, wants a war with Russia. If Biden wants a war with Russia, why is he cutting nuclear weapons? Does anybody ask these simple questions? You know, you have to look at the inconsistencies in these narratives that you're given, in these stories you're being told, these fairy tales. You got to look at their behavior going back decades. You know, Biden was put in the United States Senate by Armin Hammer. He was a KGB agent. Read the Hammer file that Edward J. Epstein wrote. You can get it on Amazon. Right? I'm going to sell books for Edward J. Epstein. Get that book. You'll see. This is Al Gore Sr., Al Gore Jr., and Biden. And were put into the Senate with help from Armin Hammer and the Council for a Livable World, a Communist Front organization. I mean, they have pushed Biden. Biden's a nobody. And they made him into a somebody. Why? And you look at the money that, you look at the, you know, Biden's son's laptop and the scandal over that. What is going on? And yet you can't get any, you know, they're going after President Trump, but they're not going after the Bidens. This is much more serious, these accusations against the Bidens. And people are saying, oh, there's nothing there. Oh, there's been something there. Look at his associations. There's the Bukovsky file. Bukovsky stole all these documents from the Communist Party, Soviet Union archive. And one of the documents is about Biden making a trip, leading a Senate delegation in the 1970s to Moscow. And the document saying it's a Central Committee, Communist Party, Soviet Union document. And it says that Biden said, look, I have to make anti-Soviet, you know, statements publicly, but I'm really your friend. Don't be worried about my saying things that are, you know, that are bad about you. I'm really not your enemy. Right? Mm-hmm. That's Biden 40 years ago. You know, 45 years ago, whatever it was, 79. So see, there's this deception going on. Because communists don't wear little hammer and sickle tattoos on their forehead and say, I'm a communist, watch me take you over. They don't do that. They say, I'm a social democrat, I'm a democrat, I'm a Republican. And then you say, oh yeah, he's a Republican, he's a Democrat, he's okay. And then you don't realize who's financing him. How many trips to Russia has he made? Was he captive in Vietnam? What did he do when he was in solitary confinement in Vietnam? There's all kinds of questions about people who've been in American politics and whether or not they have collaborated with our enemies in the communist bloc. And people will say, oh, there's no communist bloc. The Soviet Union fell. Oh, yeah, there's that KGB guy over there running Russia. He's trying to put back the Soviet Union. That's why he's invaded Ukraine. He's not invading Ukraine because the Ukrainians did anything to Russians. Ukrainians would have to be stupid to do anything against Russians.
They would.
Yeah.
Well, let's move on from there. What updates from Communist China and that mess over there, if you have any for us, sir?
Well, you know, the Chinese are, you know, it looks, you know, it looks like the Chinese are trying to take over Panama. And what is it? Michael Yon is making warnings about this. I think, you know, they're building this big port in Peru.
Hold on, Jeff. We'll wrap this up after the break.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Tahi Boutique Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Fix bayonets.
Blame Eden. And Nicole Colgren. Many men have gone.
All right, we're back, Mr. Jim. We're back. Well, Jeff, this hour has flown by. You got about 3 minutes to summarize your thoughts for the day and for the week, sir.
Well, it's been more than 20 years now since the Republic of Panama controls, operates the canal. But right. More than 20 years ago, it was 1999, the news was that the Chinese got control of the ports on either end of the – they were operating the ports, right. Let me put it that right. way. They
Same
didn't really
thing.
Control
right.
them. The ports on either end of the Panama Canal, and they've been infiltrating Panama. And they've been, many moons ago, Michael Yan was warning about the Chinese having infiltrated Panama. And this has been an ongoing thing where China is in this position where they could actually use their friends and their infiltration of certain key places to get control of them. Just the way, same way there's Chinese troops in and Cuban troops in Venezuela. The same way that, The same way that there are, Daniel Ortega has invited the Russians into Nicaragua. The same way that Cuba is a communist, giant communist base. Just, what is it, 90 miles from Florida? So we have, you know, and the commander of the Southern Command, Laura Richardson, General Laura Richardson, warned some months ago. She said, South America is being taken over by China and Russia. She put China and Russia together in the same sentence. And she's right. It is China and Russia. China and Russia. Russia is our enemy, not our friend. We can't turn China and Russia against each other. We tried that already when Nixon went to China. And we got bamboozled. We built up China. Now we have a really strong enemy. We're going to make Russia an enemy. We're going to build up Russia then, the way we built up China, so Russia can really have the equipment it needs to do in Europe, to own Europe all the way down to Portugal. As former President Dmitry Medvedev says, we're going to own Europe, or we're going to unite Europe. Gorbachev called it the one common European home. Yeltsin referred to it. And Putin wants to do it. This has been, I mean, you can go back and find articles about this 30 years. It's like everything that's happening now, it's been happening for years. They've been reaching out to control these strategic areas. Look at South Africa. South Africa, after apartheid ended, South Africa got controlled by the ANC. It's just a front for the Communist Party.
Absolutely. South Africa. Absolutely it is. Jeff, thank you as always. We appreciate it. Look forward to hearing back next Wednesday. Okay, that's it for today. Get medical supplies, energy, cleaning, essential oils. Now while you can, your firearms, ammunition, every gift you can. Through the fun, safe, productive day. God bless my beautiful county of Crawford County, Missouri. The beautiful state of Texas, Missouri, I get to live in. The even larger beautiful state of Texas. Lord, please God bless the United States of America.
Beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names: Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's GORBN.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.